I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming back. Emma Bell and Laurie Holden are starring in AMC's The Walking Dead. Emma's most recently been seen in the film Frozen, while Laurie was a regular on The Shield, and she frequently works with series producer Frank Darabont. I talked to them in a roundtable interview at Comic-Con, where they talked about the cast, working with the great Frank Darabont, and a whole lot more.
Who wants to start?
Sure. Well, Amy is, she's a, you know, college-age girl, and she was going back to college on a road trip with her sister when this conflict happened, and they somehow get out of it, and this very nice man named Dale picks him up and takes him to this camp where they start surviving. That's pretty much
it. Amy isn't in the comic quite a lot.
No, I should be dead right now.
Yeah. So they clearly have decided to expand.
Yeah, they fell in love with her.
Yeah.
Because she's so cute.
She loves me.
I do.
Yeah, they're, you know, first of all the characters are very fleshed out, you know, like.
Well, so, I think in the comic book she has, like, one line.
One line, and it's, I gotta pay or something.
I mean, it's really.
Never seen it.
Yeah, so, no, thankfully they've been, Frank and all the creative team have been really great about giving Amy a significant part in this. And, but, you know, every time I get that script, I'm like, I don't know, I might die in this one because, you know, sure, you know, eventually we all kind of die, except for her. You and Rick.
I take my vitamins.
Well, they said they were going to, you know, they'll certainly go back to the well, the comic book a lot. But it's going to diverge, become its own thing. So they said even if something happened to them in the comic,
doesn't necessarily. Right.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have some new characters that aren't in the books, and we have some characters that are in the books that aren't in the show. And
so we have some very strong characters that aren't in the comic.
Yeah, but they're great. I mean, I don't think that the fans would be disappointed. They should probably be in the book, or, you know what I mean? Because they're just, they fit the world so well, and they're so well written. And, I mean, that's been one of the beautiful things about the show. I mean, frankly, you can't get a better team than those two.
It can't be exactly like the comic book, because then, I mean, what? How boring would it be to just be like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. I mean, there's got to be something in it that gives you an element of surprise as a comic book lover, like something that's like, wow, I never thought of that. You know, and I'm sure there will be times where, you know, you'll be like, I'm not quite sure about that. But if I was, like, in love with a book or a graphic novel, I would want some things to be a little bit different, to shake it up, to surprise me.
I mean, the main things that you love are there. It's not like we all of a sudden open a cabinet, we're in Narnia, and everything's fine, we're not in Zombieland anymore. It's like,
I'm not a man.
We're still in Zombieland, like, you know, it doesn't deviate quite that far. You like that? Doing a reference of Narnia.
Were you familiar with the comic books before you started working on this, or was it, was the Walking Dead completely new to you when you got the call from your agent?
It's okay to say.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It was new to me. I've worked on two other films with Frank. I'm the lucky girl. He likes to work with the same people. And so when this got greenlit, he called me up and he said, there's this perfect part for you. And I was like, oh, fantastic. You know, it's always really nice when that happens. And so I read the compendium one. And then got really excited. Really excited.
I was excited about it because I read the script to audition and I loved it. I thought it was great. But I didn't know that the comic book existed, actually. And then I went to New York City to hang out with a friend and we were eating lunch and I told her, I was like, I'm working on this little show. It's Walking Dead. I don't know. And she, like, spit out her food and, like, slapped the table and was like, what?
Shut up.
And I was like, wait, do you know of it? And she's like, that is, like, the biggest... And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wow. And so then I read all of the comics up until the last one. You know, I'm on par with all the fans now. because I'm like...
Yeah, she's way ahead.
I read them all. They're great reading material, you know, and they completely lend themselves to the show. Like, I think it makes complete sense that we're
doing a series
about it, yeah.
Do you guys find that exciting, sort of being on the forefront of, like, you know, comics and you know, long comic series and graphic novels seem, by the way that the stories are told, to be better suited to TV than to movies? And it seems like this could be the show that really gets that rolling.
So from your mouth to God's ears.
You
know, really. I mean, I don't really think this would work as a movie because
it never ends.
It never ends. I mean, when you think that Robert started writing this, what, 7 years ago? 6, 7 years ago? And it's still not over. So it's like, think of all these gorgeous characters we haven't even met yet, you know, Tyrese, McConan, however you pronounce that.
Michonne.
And, I mean, there's just so much character development and so much happens that I think this is the classy way to go, you know, to have it be a series that can play out over years and years and years. And, you know, that way we can really tell the story.
Right.
You know, the way that Robert...
You can take,
you know,
your time with it instead of sacrificing
wanted
elements
to,
that you would have to in a movie format because you only have 2 hours or whatever. This is like you've got open-ended.
It's pretty unusual to see a straight horror TV show. There aren't all of those around. Were you familiar with horror as a genre in movies or whatever?
I've done one or two.
I did one. But, you know, I wouldn't call this show so much a horror show. I really wouldn't, even though it's called Walking Dead. But I would call it, it's like a drama. It's like a character drama, you know? Like, just sort of how I think the comic books are. You know,
it's like Lord of the Flies. You know what I mean? It's like a horrific tale, but
yeah,
I don't really think of it as like...
It's like the zombies are ever-present, but... It's about the characters. It's about the characters surviving and trying to hold on to some shred of humanity and interacting. And then every once in a while you bring the zombies back in and you're like, oh, right. Zombies.
That actually happened the other day.
Yeah.
There was a zombie attack and I was like,
it was
whoa,
like the first
I forgot there were zombies
attack.
In this. And they're like, you're kidding me, right, Lori? And I'm like...
I mean, the presence of zombies are always there because here we are, you know,
yeah.
our every move is revolving around not... getting, you know, not attracting the zombies to our camp or going into the city and trying not to get eaten by the zombies while we're in the city, you know, but it's mostly about the characters, so it is horrific, but it's, you know, not strictly war, I would say.
Sometimes we're the Walking Dead.
Like right now. I'm
like right now we are the Walking Dead.
We're on like 4 hours of sleep.
Three, two.
But this is like the big coming out party basically for this
show
at this point. So,
yeah, we couldn't miss this for the world.
Yeah, given that you have finally had some fan reaction, I mean, how did it feel in the panel to see that whole room? And
really exhilarating.
I cried.
Yeah,
I did. You know, it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming because, you know, I've never personally been involved in anything of this scale. And I was just sitting there going, like, you are a lucky son of a gun because...
And it's just the beginning for you.
And it's just the beginning for this show, you know? It's like... And I think we did such a good job. Like, that teaser, we had never seen. And it was really... It was touching.
I can't even think about that teaser. The teaser makes me want
to
cry.
We all cried at the teaser. I mean, we're all so proud of this project, and I think that really radiates. Like, we just love each other. I mean, everybody. Crew, the big guns, the actors.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Well, and has there been any discussion, though, about when you get to... I don't know, maybe you guys can't talk about it. When you get to the point in the comics where it's winter... And if that's going to be a problem, just depending on what time you're going to be shooting, you can shoot that in there.
I just don't even know how that's possible. I mean, that's a frank question, but it's just, it's so hot. It's just,
if you put
all
us,
the time.
Yeah. I mean, if you put us in anything but, like, tank tops and, I mean, we can't even...
There's nothing glamorous about the show. We are filthy, we are sweating, our armpits, sweat dripping off us. Like,
they should have a smell.
Smelly. Yeah, there's, like... nothing. It's just gross.
But it's different than a lot of the other shows and films that you've auditioned for in the past. It's not just a typical run and scream.
No, not at all. So, not at all.
You guys turn and fight, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah. How nice is that for you as an actor?
It's really great. And you know what's wonderful is that you know, we all knew it, and Frank gave us the talk at the beginning, going, okay, guys, I want real. You know, this is not like a zombie comes out, ah, I'm scared. You know, it's like, and every time he hired a really good group of actors that really care and are very serious, and it's just such a wonderful reminder, and everybody's like, really like, okay, I got to step up my game, because you look around you and everybody's giving 150% and is really playing this like real. Like, real. And so it's very authentic.
Well, do you have big fight scenes with zombies?
Oh, my God. You know, that's another cool thing, is we all have our bruises and our war wounds, and we show them off. It's like, yeah, look at my ribs, you know? And it's almost kind of like, you know, it's like your badge of honor. It's like, I worked very hard in that scene with those zombies. I didn't fake it. Look, you know?
She treats me, though, like her little sister, so I'm never really allowed to get too up close and personal. She's like, shield the child. but there was a few scenes where I get to like run with the group, like we hear something and we like go running after her, and I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm pro action, and then I get there and she's like, stay there. And I'm like, I just want to use my bat.
Thanks, Emma and Lori, and thank you guys for listening. Hey, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please remember to give us some ratings, love, and keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and more. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.